Good morning. Welcome to our service of Celtic morning prayer on this Friday, June the 19th, 2020. My name is Pastor Kit Greaves from Christ Church Oshawa, and with me is my wife, Diane.
Good morning.
We're believing it's a good morning because it's the 27th birthday of our son, Justin Francis Greaves, and not with us on audio this morning, but we hope to incorporate him again perhaps next week when we get him online. This is also Friday of June, so we're remembering National Aboriginal Day of Prayer, which is actually this Sunday, Father's Day, June 21st, and we'll use some of the readings and prayers for National Aboriginal Day. We're grateful for our First Nations brothers and sisters, Inuit and Métis across Canada. I invite you to take a time to be with us for Facebook on our Christchurch at Home on Sunday, June 21st, Father's Day, and Zoom virtual coffee hour at 10:30, and Tuesday for morning prayer again, as I mentioned. Let's take a deep breath and enjoy our time of prayer together this morning. Lord, hear my voice when I call to you.
My heart has prompted me to seek you.
I seek you, Lord. Do not hide from me.
Praise your holy name.
God of earth, God of fire, God of the waters of wonder, God of the gusting and blustering air, God of the many languages and peoples found throughout the world, Heavenly Father, you who abide in heaven, have mercy on us. O Christ, crucified and risen.
O Holy Spirit, ruler of creation, visible and invisible.
Eagerly I seek you. My soul is athirst for you. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord.
Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice.
Eagerly I seek you. My soul is athirst for you.
First reading is from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 25 to 31. To whom will you conquer, compare me? Or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 19, we'll read it by alternate verse. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork.
Day to day pours forth speech, and might to night declares knowledge.
There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard.
Yet their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In the heavens he has set a tent for the sun,
which comes out like a bridegroom from his wedding canopy, and like a strong man runs its course with joy.
Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its current to the end of them, and nothing is hid from its heat.
The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple.
The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eyes.
The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
More to be desired are they than gold, even more fine gold, sweeter also than honey, and drippings of the honeycomb.
Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward.
But who can detect their errors? Clear me from hidden faults.
Keep back from your servant also from the insolent. Do not let them have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Amen.
The next reading is from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light, the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And this weekend of remembering the Aboriginal sisters and brothers, we remember that as Christians who have come here with the good news and begun to appreciate better the kind of spirituality that the First Nations people bring and add to the richness of Christian expression. Doesn't change the central message of the gospel of Christ's death and resurrection, but had the opportunity to visit with my spiritual director yesterday, who's given me permission to tell a little bit of the story of our sharing while we were out on the porch yesterday at the Villa St. Joseph in Coburg, overlooking Lake Ontario on a hot sunny day, but in the shade of the porch and enjoying conversation. And she told me that when she's in prayer, she will sometimes sit on this porch and look out at a maple tree, a large sugar maple tree. And she's been looking at this tree for 20 years, the same tree. And she learned early on that when you take the time to actually look at a tree, you could actually find a tree, perhaps somewhere near you, you would find a tree, as she has found this tree, and she has kind of developed a relationship with this tree, so to speak. It sounds a bit weird, but she doesn't worship the tree, but she has a connection with the God, the Creator, through the tree, and it seems to kind of speak to her and gives her some sense of solace difficult times as a member of the Sister St. Joseph community. And grateful for her insights about this, and it's only one small part of Native spirituality, I'm sure, but of course the tree imagery is important for us as Christians to think about the Christ dying on a tree. There's another tree not far from the maple tree out in the community garden there in Coburg, where it's a dying beech tree, and there's still lots of life left in the tree for a home for the birds and woodpeckers and insects who are in the tree, and someone's going to cut it down. She said, well, no, just leave it up, because it seems to be home for other creatures, a sort of resurrection happening in the midst of the death of the tree. So we often look at humans as self-giving, Christ's self-giving, which is unique and beautiful, and of course that's part of our life in faith. But nature is also self-giving, so we can see something of the beauty of the gospel in nature. So when we spend time with it, getting to know our tree or other aspects, let's say we're out in the garden, flower garden, as Diane and I enjoy, have some gardening or in the backyard in the vegetable gardens, there's that sense of closeness to the Creator and to the creation, and what we are learning about our own salvation and Christ's self-giving as we enjoy time in nature, that it isn't something that we plunder or take, but actually have a relationship with, even if we're socially distant from one another to some extent because of this illness, we could say more about that perhaps, but there is a sense of closeness with God as we are in nature, and we're invited to think a little bit about that in this this season of National Aboriginal Day of Prayer. So I offer that for what it's worth, but for some reflection. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. An expression of faith for Celtic morning prayer. Lord, you have always given bread for the coming day, and though I am poor, today I believe. Lord, you have always given strength for the coming day, and though I am weak, today I believe. Lord, you have always given peace for the coming day, and though of anxious heart, today I believe. Lord, you've always kept me safe in trials, and now, tried as I am, today I believe. Lord, you've always marked the road for the coming day, and though it may be hidden, today I believe. Lord, you've always lightened this darkness of mine, and though the night is here, today I believe. Lord, you've always spoken when time is ripe, and though you be silent now, today I believe. It's National Aboriginal Day. We give this day to the Lord and for our sisters and brothers across Canada who are part of those 600-plus communities who trace their origin to before the time of the settlers, which is what non-Aboriginal people might be termed, people who have come here from other places. So we, in humility, offer these prayers to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. Let us ask the Lord for a day of fulfillment and peace.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us ask the Lord to teach us to love others as He loves us.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us ask the Lord for peace and justice in the world.
Lord, have mercy.
I pray especially for the enactment of the calls to action from the Truth and Reconciliation Commission for First Nations peoples across Canada and our relationship with one another, settlers and Indigenous people, for a better understanding of our relationship with the land, water, and air that we would benefit from, and also the message of salvation, of repentance and faith that Christianity gives us to humble ourselves, to be people who create peace and justice. Let us ask the Lord to strengthen and relieve those who are in need.
Lord, have mercy.
We pray for migrant farm workers who are in the fields today on this hot day, for peace and justice for them, for better understanding and better policies to recognize their worth to our Canadian economy and our fresh fruits and vegetables that are Ontario grown but migrant worker picked and cared for. So we pray for them and for our ministry to them through the Durham Region Migrant Workers Network and the Reverend Augusto and his work there. For those in physical or emotional or spiritual need, that God's light, His love and healing would be with those in need. We think particularly of Biba, who has pancreatic cancer and palliative care. For Clifford, Right Reverend Douglas Blackwell. For neighbor Eddie, for Hugh, Mark Frohnmeyer, Steve and Kathy. For Tula, Hunter, Hans, Sarah, Thou, Harold and Pauline. For others on our mind that we would like to pray for silently or aloud.
For Abby and Richard. For Nicholas, today having an interview. Pray for him, Lord.
In celebration and thanksgiving for your many gifts to us of a tree or a garden or summer weather or air conditioning, if we have that, mm-hmm. We give thanks, more importantly, for those whose births we recognize today. Mm-hmm. For Justin Francis Greaves, for Tammy Woolman, a birthday yesterday, and Mark Taylor tomorrow, and other people celebrating birthdays. And we give thanks for their life or perhaps anniversaries that they're remembering or married. And for those who are expecting, for Clarissa, due date tomorrow, June 20th, but whenever the child comes along, we pray that it would be a healthy labor and delivery and early first days for this child. For Jen, who's expecting in July, for our church family, our bishops, Justin, Archbishop of Canterbury, Linda, Primate, for Andrew, our diocesan, and Lucilla, our area bishop, for all clergy and people, theological students graduating. Think of the kids over at John M. James here in Bowmanville having their little graduation drive-by celebration today, and school year coming to an end. For peace of mind for our teachers and parents, and summer plans if they're able to take some holiday time. Let us ask the Lord to renew the church through the power of His life-giving Spirit.
Lord, have mercy.
We're called for today, National Aboriginal Day of Prayer. Creator God, from you every family in heaven and earth takes its name. You have rooted and grounded us in your covenant love, and empowered us by your Spirit to speak the truth in love and to walk in your way towards justice and wholeness. Mercifully grant that your people, journeying together in partnership, may be strengthened and guided to help one another to grow into the full stature of Christ and to be disciple makers of Christ, who is our light and our life. Amen. Amen. Gathering our prayers and praises into one, we pray as our Savior Christ taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to me, the least of saints, to me allow that I may keep even the smallest door, the farthest, darkest, coldest door, the door that is least used, the stiffest door, if it be only your house, O God, that I can see your glory even from afar and hear your voice and know that I am with you, O God. May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rain fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you Sunday or perhaps next Tuesday for morning prayer audio.